Hey everybody, this is your girl Chantel Guttrick. Thank you for joining us today on Let's Do Life Together. And I have two special guests on with me today that I'm so excited about. They were two of the retreat attendees, and they're going to tell you tonight about their experience with lifestyle as well as the 2017 It's Your Time to Shine retreat. So because the 2017 retreat will be going on sale October the 1st, so we just want to give people an insight of the retreat and what happened and what we did and, you know, try to answer any questions that you may or may not have. So we're going to go ahead and get started, and I want to introduce everyone to Kelly and to Shannon. I'm going to call Karen and Sharon. I messed up the name. To Kelly and Shannon. So, Shannon, can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. Hi, Chantel. My name is Shannon Thurville, and I decided to take a chance and go on this retreat and had a great time. Great time.
Awesome. Kelly?
Hi, everyone. My name is Kelly Salat, and I also decided to take a chance and go on the retreat of 2016 to Dominican Republic, to Puerto Plata, to enjoy myself and have a good time.
Yay, I'm so excited. So listen, guys, the retreat started on September the 15th, and it ended on that Monday. I think it was the 19th. So the ladies arrived on Friday, and we just had a ball the entire weekend, and we had a good time. The one thing that we're going to do differently in 2017, we added two additional days. Is that right, Shannon? I'm trying to think. Or just one additional day? It's one additional day and an option.
One additional day and an optional day because of the holiday.
Right. Okay. Yes. So we decided to add one additional day, which is that Thursday, and then the holiday is July the 4th, so everyone has the option to stay over and fly out on the 5th for this particular retreat, so you get more time at lifestyle. And we will explain the reason why I decided to do that. And, you know, Shannon and I had a conversation. I got some feedback from her a little bit, and you know, so we just want to extend the time a little bit so the ladies can enjoy the resort a little bit more. So I'm going to ask Shannon and Kelly, you know, what was your favorite part of, like, about lifestyle? Shannon?
I think my favorite part was the VIP beaches, the ones that we went to. I think they were the most relaxing places at the resort, and the scenery was beautiful, the accommodations were comfortable. I just felt so at peace on the beaches.
Cool. Kelly, what was your favorite place on lifestyle?
Okay, sorry, I'm on mute on that one. My favorite places as well was the beaches. And I just liked the VIP, you know, treatment, and it was this peace and serenity. And actually, one of the beaches that we actually went to was the last day was the actual Serenity. It was called Serenity Beach, and that beach was so peaceful, and it was just wind down, and you got to get in tune with yourself. And even though we were all there, we were conversating and everything like that, it still felt like a peace of mind, and I felt relaxed, very relaxed. And also, I just enjoyed the fact that we got the treatment, how the waitress, she came up and she wanted to take our orders. She took our drink orders, our food orders. So that was just coming, and, you know, while we were sitting down, just relaxing and enjoying each other's company as well as enjoying ourselves and having a peace of mind. So that I really enjoyed the beaches as well.
Yeah, I like how you never had to get up. There was always somebody mm-hmm. coming around. to give you a drink. I mean, I think I've been craving Miami Vices since I left. I need to learn how to make them. It was just nice. And you know, I also enjoyed, you know, the time just alone in my room. I mean, I don't get a lot of time to be by myself, you know, in my real mm-hmm. world. So it was nice sometimes to just come back out of the sun, out of all of that, and just relax. In my room, sit on the balcony and just overlook, you know, a really beautiful scene and see the sunset. Or it was just, you know, everything about it was just so relaxing. I just never felt stressed those 4 days. And, you know, that's not typically my life. So it was
right.
nice.
Right.
Yes,
and,
that's so true. As for me as well, I'm always like when we go on vacation, always on the go, always like
yes.
a itinerary, and always having to really, when come back from a vacation, feel like I need another vacation. But this time I was really, you know, I was relaxed and I got a chance to just basically unwind and just settle down and just enjoy myself, you know what I mean? I enjoyed being with the ladies as well, but I actually got to enjoy, a chance to enjoy being, you know, in tune with myself.
Yes, exactly.
I love that. And that's one of the reasons why I really wanted to do the retreat, because we as women, and I'm not saying men and our children don't go through this, but I know as women we work a lot. We have to take care of our kids, our husbands, our boyfriends, our dogs, our mothers. And I'm saying that specifically because I know that's Shannon's situation. And, you know, we all have, like, busy, busy jobs, busy, busy lives, and we don't really get an opportunity to take care of ourselves. So
mm-hmm.
for me, that was the biggest blessing for me, for you guys, that, you know, to hear you guys say you're just relaxing. You're just chilling. You're just doing you. Whatever you wanted to do is what you were doing. And
yeah, and it was great to have an equal amount of time of spending with the ladies. I mean, I really think we had really nice conversation. I mean, I think we all got along really well,
right.
and that was nice,
mm-hmm.
and we had plenty of time to do that, but you still also had plenty of time to kind of be by yourself if you kind of wanted to reflect on yourself or just kind of wanted to be out of the hustle and bustle. In just those short 4 days, you still could accomplish all of that.
Absolutely.
Yes, and also being with, you know, like a group of ladies that, well, I know two of the ladies, but some of the ones that you just meet for the first time and everyone got along and everyone had a good time and we were just talking like we knew each other for a long, you know, for a long time.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, so it really was enjoyable and everybody was compatible and we just had an excellent time just, you know, just bonding and just, you know, fellowshipping as women, you know what I mean? This group of women.
Absolutely.
So, but some people say it can't be done. You know, like women are always combative or always, you know, in competition or stuff like that. That was not the case. We just enjoyed and embraced each other's company, and we had a really good time.
Yes. I am so glad you said that because a lot of people do feel like women can't travel together or, you know, do what we're doing. And we actually just had a great time. No one was fussing. No one. I mean, once you guys got used to the resort and the layout, y'all was doing y'all own thing. I didn't have to worry anymore. I was like, okay, they know what they're doing. And that's kind of sort of why we added Thursday to the retreat is because I want to give everyone the opportunity to enjoy the Serenity Beach. I just didn't think, you know, personally, you know, that's why I was talking to, and Kelly, I probably would need this from you, just kind of like a feedback to pros and cons. Talking to Shannon and about, you know, what's some things that we can do differently, what's some things that I can do differently, because I'm really, really big on making sure that my attendees or anybody who goes to Lifestyle or participate in a retreat is satisfied. You know, that's very important to me because, you know, you're spending your money, you're away from your family, and I just want to make sure you're happy. I can't control Lifestyle staff, but the part that I can control, I make sure that I try. So I really wanted you guys to have the opportunity to go and to enjoy the Serenity Beach the next time you go. So do you guys feel, and I'm laughing because I'm thinking about Kelly, because I know the promise you're about to make. Do you guys feel, outside of transportation, do you guys feel that you were treated like a VIP? That's why I started laughing.
Yeah, that transportation was kind of funny. I do personally feel that I felt like I was treated VIP, more so in the VIP section.
Mm-hmm.
I really felt like, you know, we were VIP in the VIP section. You know, outside of that, I still thought I was treated like a VIP, but, you know, sometimes it got a little bit hectic, but it is a busy resort. It is a really big resort, and you kind of just have to expect that sometimes. But I never felt disrespected. I never felt like I wasn't taken care of. I just think that in the VIP section, you're you can definitely feel that VIP service a lot more than in some other places that aren't VIP.
Awesome.
I feel that I felt that if you were like if you weren't a VIP, I felt bad for you. But the folks that were like actually we were VIP and we were treated very nicely for VIP. I think they were very accommodating and the staff was, you know, very nice. As far as transportation was kind of just that the you know, getting there and the day I didn't get a chance to enjoy, you know, the initial transportation from the airport. But that's fine. But as far as transportation getting around, I mean, it was, you know, the golf carts were readily available and the staff seemed, you know, like they were willing to help. Like you were, if they saw you standing out there, you know, they weren't just, and, you know, that wasn't that person's job duty to actually get you or call somebody for you. They would actually get on the radio and ask for, you know, transportation for you. So they did go out of their way if they saw you. So they just wouldn't leave you standing there, you know. So
yeah.
It was really, you know, the staff was very helpful in that regard. But you did have some places, I think what happened is some areas that were mixed with VIP and non-VIP,
right.
Like some of that got swapped over and then, you know, some
yeah.
of the staff, you know, they had to, I guess they when they saw you with VIP, they changed, but they had different, I guess we would say, attitudes or behavior towards VIP and non-VIP.
Basically. I got you.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's something that, you know, because I've never been there in September, so that's some changes that I'm going to make to the rooms, and that we're going to discuss that a little bit before we get off the call. So I'm excited about that. And there was different areas on the resort, and I know that the buffet – and the one location for breakfast was a little bit hectic at the Confresi Palm. I think it was the Pearl Buffet. So we ended up going to Casablanca. And you ladies like that, correct?
Yes, Casablanca was nice. Yeah, Casablanca was nice. I enjoyed that, and I also enjoyed, I don't know, the New Orleans theme restaurant.
Yeah,
I forgot the name of that. Yeah, I enjoyed that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, me breaking a glass and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That was a fun night.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the retreat itself, because when you say retreat and you have people out here trying to sell VIP retreats and they're saying we're going to do a retreat, but a lot of it has a lot of, you got to go to this conference, you got to hear them speak at this event, or, you know, on Saturday you got to go to a workshop at 2 o'clock. Do you like how I structured the retreat, or would you prefer to have more workshops? Or because I only did one, and that was that night at the Jazz, and that's all I wanted to do. But I just wanted to kind of get a feedback. Was that good, or should I offer more to my retreat attendees?
I think you could offer. Oh, go ahead, Shannon.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was saying I think you can offer maybe – you can be a guest speaker, or either have a guest speaker or you can speak, you know, maybe have something to maybe each day have a little something. Not nothing major or anything like that, but each day maybe do something. That might work.
Okay.
I agree. I mean, I think this, the way you structured it with the days that we were there were good because, you know, Saturday that's when we did the, you know, the dinner, and then we all, you know, talked and we did our thing that night. And then Sunday we had that nice spa day, which was nice. And I don't think there was much else you really could have done because then we had the big welcome party on Sunday
right.
night, which was, you know, a lot of fun. Definitely recommend going to that. So I think, maybe structuring something every day, but I think we really only had the 2 days, especially since the ladies had so much travel issues on that first day. You know, that was kind of a lost day for those ladies. So I think maybe having something every day is a good thing.
Yeah. We were going to do the pajama party on Friday, but then that got switched. But
right,
we were still able to do the show. So that was kind of cool. But right. I can tell you for 2017, because this was actually Kelly's idea, last year I did a man talk. I do a man talk twice a year. I did man talk winter edition and I do man talk summer edition. So, Kelly, what I decided to do for this year and for my guests who listened to tuning in to the show, what I decided to do for 2017 is your time to shine retreat is to have man talk in Dominican Republic. So it's okay. going to be, yes, it's going to be where we're going to have maybe two or three panelists of men who's going to be there. They're not going to be a part of our retreat because we still do our own thing, but they, you know, they can fly in and do their own thing and stay at the resort, whatever. But on one night, that's our opportunity as single women, married women, because we're going to have a single male, and I want two married men on the panel just so we can ask our questions. So we can get some questions answered, and I still will do the live call, but I want to offer that opportunity because there's still a lot of women, and I know we all sat around the table talking about it, but I know there's a lot of women out there who still have questions, and, you know, and to be able to have that face-to-face encounter, I think would be pretty cool, and I think it's just something that, and everybody don't have to participate in that because I know someone asked me who's already signing up for the retreat, you know, does she have to come, and I said no. So if you don't feel like, you know, you have any questions, then you're more than welcome to take in a show. There's plenty of shows there every night that you can attend. So it's, my whole point about the retreat is I don't want anybody tied to a schedule because we're so schedule-minded outside of the retreat. So I really don't want a schedule. So I'm going to do an agenda, and, you know, whatever you decide to go to or whatever you decide to attend is what you can attend. But I think Man Talk will be really, really, really good there. And so I'm excited about that. So what do you think about that, Kelly and Shannon, about having Man Talk live from Dominican Republic?
I think that sounds pretty good.
I think that sounds pretty good. And at the rate of how many men were in the airport, I'm sure you can find some men right there. You
have to fly them in. Right, right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I actually was going to, you know, ask Dr. G, because he's one that I always use on my panelists. I have somebody else I was thinking about. I'm actually looking for one more person. So, Kelly, you may want to listen to Malik. And it's just, you know, yeah, I'm not, and that's just, you know, it's a personal thing. If you want, at least you can come back to the room, your boo-boo will be there. And he can do his own thing the whole time, but I guess for me, I just want a variety of men there. I want three because each male will have a different response, and so I want women to be able to get a different answer from the male. So, I mean, we'll see. So I'm excited about that. So I think that would be fun. I think that would be fun. So any last-minute things that we can share about getting our new people to join us in 2017? The date for the retreat for 2017 is June 29th through July 3rd with the option to stay to July 4th. Of course, you're going to have to let me know because I have to add that into the price. Also, before we move on, I decided because I didn't really particularly care where the ladies were staying, but I didn't have a say in it because a lot of the changes that happened to the retreat payment rise didn't happen until the last minute. So I didn't have the opportunity to upgrade my ladies. So I was very disappointed in that, and it wasn't lifestyle fault and it wasn't my ladies' fault. So what I decided to do this year is that I'm cutting off the payment 2 months prior to the retreat. This will give me time to know exactly who is paid, who is not paid, and I can upgrade my ladies, period. So I'm not going to wait to the last minute. I'm not going to wait to, I'm coming. Don't leave me, and then they still don't do it. So I'm not doing that this year. The payment has to be paid by, what did we say, April, Shannon?
April, yes.
I think I said April. Because the retreat is from June 29th to July 3rd with the option to stay to July 4th. And the reason why I want the room to be paid off by April or the retreat to be paid off by April is so there's different room styles that we can stay in, and I want to make sure that we are all accommodated around that time. I've been to Lifestyle July the 4th. It is slow just like it is in September. So that's why I chose that time frame. The airport is very slow. In D.C., I know in D.C. as well as in D.R., there were not a lot of people at the resort. I definitely know that Capri Palm, we may not stay at because I know they were really busy during that time with the locals. So there's some things that I'm tweaking. So definitely your retreat payment has to be paid off by April. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. I'm not wavering. I'm not sugarcoating it. If you paid, you paid. If you don't, you don't. So I don't mean to be mean about it, but I just want to be able to give my retreat attendees the best experience of lifestyle. So I just want to make that clear because we're going to have different packages where if you want to stay in a presidential suite or an ocean suite based on lifestyle availability, and that's what I'm going to try to book you in. Because, you know, this particular retreat, you know, I just said, okay, this is how many people I have coming, and they kind of reserve my room based on that. So, but now I'm going to be a little bit more particular based on the prices that I'm giving, you know, that I'm going to give to you guys. So be on the lookout for that. It goes on sale October the 1st. There is a $100 non-refundable fee. It was $50 this year for the 2016 retreat, but it's $100 non-refundable. And the reason for that is because the rooms that we're going to